welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey.
We're going to talk about screening tests. For those listeners who are veterans of our courses, this is a topic that comes up almost all the time. What test do I use when it comes to screening for colon cancer? A little bit of background here. Colorectal cancer is common. It's lethal. We know that removal of premalignant adenomas can prevent the cancer, and we know that it is infrequent, the cancer that is, before the age of 40. The incident rises as you go up in age. The lifetime incidence for patients at average risk is about 5%. Of that 5%, 90-something percent occurs after the age of 50. So the incidence of and the mortality rates from colorectal cancer have been declining in the United States. You know, before everybody sort of pats ourselves on the back, it is important to note that this decline predated widespread screening. So perhaps something's going on in our lifestyle that's decreasing this a bit. Before deciding how we should screen, we need to determine a patient's level of risk. The National Cancer Institute has a really good decision tool that you can find on their website. The things that go into their tool and that we should consider in determining risk for one of our patients is their age, a history of inflammatory bowel disease, family history, prior history of polyps, or of course of colorectal cancer, race, much more frequent in African Americans, gender, much more common in male, and any sort of abdominal radiation. Lots of tests. There are stool-based tests, and there are guaiac and immunochemical-based fecal occult blood tests and DNA panel tests that come from stool. And then there are endoscopic and radiologic tests that everybody knows about, the FlexSig and colonoscopy and double contrast barium and CT colonograms, etc. This study that Mark picked is from the New England Journal of Medicine. Very simple question. Does screening with flexible sigmoidoscopy reduce mortality due to colorectal cancer? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this is part of the PLCO trial. And by the way, you know, one of the things that may have been going on in terms of reducing colon cancer mortality not related to screening is that a lot of people started taking aspirin during the, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, and there are now some studies showing that aspirin may reduce colon cancer mortality, so maybe that was part of it. But the PLCO randomized over almost 80,000 patients to FlexSig and 80,000 to usual care, and they followed them for about 12 years. Now, one of the problems with the PLCO was contamination, and of those who got assigned to the FlexSig, 83% had the baseline study and about half had a second exam. On the other hand, those in the usual care group, 46% got FlexSig or colonoscopy sometime during the study period. So, you know, that would tend to dampen or reduce the apparent benefit somewhat. Study was single-blinded. The people you know, looking at the outcomes, we're blinded to the assignment. Obviously, the patient was all too aware of whether they had a FlexSig or colonoscopy or not. So what they found was screening with FlexSig was effective, and patients in the FlexSig group had fewer colorectal cancers and fewer deaths due to colorectal cancer. So for every 10,000 person years, there were about a little over three fewer cancers and one fewer death. So for 1,000 people over 10 years, you'd have one fewer death due to colorectal cancer. You know, and you might say, well, gee, if you're screening, wouldn't they be finding more cancers? And usually that's the case. But in this event, what is probably happening is they're finding those adenomas and removing them, and therefore they never become cancers, and so therefore you have a lower cancer rate. And they did find that the both proximal and distal cancers were reduced in incidence, but the mortality was only reduced for those folks who had a distal malignancy, which sort of makes sense with FLEX-6 since that's where you're looking. And the mortality benefit was greater for men, for patients who were over 65 when they were enrolled in the study. So it also argues a little bit for, you know, not stopping colon cancer screening at 65 or 60 and, you know, at least continuing on to 65 or 70. And that's currently the recommendation. So bottom line is that the FLEX-SIG does reduce the incidence and mortality due to colon cancer. They don't tell us about all-cause mortality, so we don't know about that yet. That wasn't reported in the study.
The other thing that we don't really know is how these different screening tests compare with each other.
And yeah, you know, obviously, you know, for a lot of folks, I think in practice, and the FLEX-SIG ship has sailed, and there are, I'm sure, docs doing this procedure, but it's much more common, at least in my community, to refer someone for colonoscopy. To some extent, this may seem a bit anachronistic. On the other hand, there's a Spanish study that was just reported where they found that the uptake of colonoscopy was lower than the uptake for fecal occult blood testing. So, you know, colonoscopy may be a better test than fecal occult blood, but if you don't get any test at all, you're not going to benefit. So it's one of those questions of if we can get, you know, 30% of people to do colonoscopy, but we can get 60% to do fecal occult blood testing, we may actually be better off with the latter. And, you know, that's why they're doing the study right now.
Right. I mean, I don't think there's a listener in our audience that doesn't have patients that just refuse to get colonoscopy, either because of the procedure itself or because of the prep.
Yeah.
I mean, it isn't pretty.
Just, I got to admit, I turned 50 last October, and it's now August, and I'm still thinking finding that perfect time for the colonoscopy hasn't quite come up yet. But yeah. I'll do it. I promise.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there is a perfect time.
Probably not.
Anyways, we'll talk with you again next week.
All right, see you.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.